Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Hope that everyone is doing well on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer on today. Lord, we love you. We need your help today, Lord. There are so many of us out here, all of your children, and we need your help. But Lord, you know what we need before we even ask, and we just need you to do something, Lord. There's just things on our minds. There's things on our hearts. There's things that we have before us, Lord. But there is nothing impossible to you, Lord. And we just need you to move certain things, Lord. And we know that we can move those things, Lord. But we need you to help our unbelief. We need you to help our lack of faith in certain areas. We need you to help our confusion, Lord. Because we know that you are not the author of confusion. And we just need you to get into the midst of our lives, Lord, and stable us. Settle us, Lord. We need your help in Jesus' name. Amen. So we left off in John chapter 8, and I would like to start today with verse 38. And this is Jesus speaking. It says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your Father. And so he is talking to the Pharisees. He's been talking to the Pharisees about freedom and truth and sin, and whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. So there's this dialogue that's been going back and forth with him and the Pharisees, and the Pharisees is responding with, God is our father, Abraham is our father, we are not in bondage to any man. And so they're not understanding what Jesus is talking about. So let's read verse 39. They answered Jesus and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. So he's driving down to the bottom of the issue. And so sometimes when God tells us certain things, or we try to understand what God is saying, we are on the surface level sometimes of our understanding, and we don't quite get the premise or the root of where the word is coming from. And God has to keep taking us deeper and deeper in understanding. So he was speaking to the Pharisees here, talking to them, and he's going to get to the point of saying, why don't you even understand? So let's go to verse 40. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Verse 41, ye do the deeds of your father. And now he's still talking about, wait a minute, you do the deeds of your father. And here they go. They're going to answer him again. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. They're saying we are not bastard children. We have God our Father. We are the seed of Abraham. One thing about the Jews here in Scripture, they held on to their lineage. They held on to their forefathers' belief. They were very much rooted and grounded in the customs and the lifestyles and the beliefs of the Jewish principles that were passed down from generation to generation. So they're going back to what they believe that they know, which are a lot of customs. But Jesus was trying to take them even further, deeper into it. It's like, not about all these belief systems of these things that man has set up, but about what is rooted and grounded in the truth. And so Jesus says on verse 42, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? And then he's getting ready to really hit them hard on verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts or the desires of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode, which means he stood not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. So he hit him right square between the eyes and saying that God is not your father. And how I know he is not your father, because you cannot receive my words, because I came from the Father, you would believe me. And because you don't believe me, I know the origin of your spirit is from Satan. So that's where we are in our society today. Where is the origin of our belief? So we've been talking for a few days about freedom, servanthood, and sin, and truth, truth meaning fact. So we've been talking about that, and which leads me to commitment. You know, I've spoken to several people over the last few days, and they contacted me about prayer and things that they wanted to talk about concerning the Lord and the state that they are in regarding their life. And the root of it, as I've been thinking about it, the root of it is commitment. And commitment is an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. Now, we've been talking about freedom. And the dictionary definition of freedom is one of I can say what I want and do what I want, think what I want without restriction. But then we looked at the other definition that you are not entangled or in bondage or slavery. And so when we talk about commitment and it talks about the definition being an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action, means that your will is submitted to the truth. Okay? Your will. You have to restrict your will. And by restricting your will, what you believe is truth, and submitting yourself to the truth of God is freedom. Now hear me. That feels to our person that something is off. When our will is restricted, we feel bound. But it depends on what you believe is bondage. Truth and freedom go hand in hand. God is truth, not what we believe is truth. So it takes a changing of our mind and the concept of what we believe is truth. If I can't do what I want, say what I want, be what I want, I believe, oh, I'm in bondage. No. If you are following the will of God, that is truth. Because if we do everything we want to do, we will be enslaved to bondage of the flesh. It takes work. It takes work. And it takes a rethinking of our mind. Our minds being transformed by the renewing of our minds. We need to submit ourselves to a new way of thinking. And it is difficult, but we take it moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, with prayer and much supplication and the grace of God and the truth of God and the love of God and the peace of God. And we have to constantly submit ourselves to that, because it's not an easy thing. We have to submit our minds, saying, Lord, not my will, as Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to the cross, let this cup pass from me, Lord. I don't want to go through this, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's what we're striving towards. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.